Diva. Sick motherfucker. I'm lost.
When I was thinking of about the archive, I was like trying to decipher what is in our body, brain and body. So for me, identity is like something that you cannot change, is the color of your skin, is where you are born, is your height, your genre, your sexuality. So all of that is like something that is like unquestionable. Even if it's shifting and changing from different context, it's unquestionable. You are like, it belongs to you. Memory is the thing that you choose, or your body or your brain chooses to remember, something that you hold on. And those stories shape who you are. Depending on what you remember and how you remember those stories, it will shape who you are. It's your personal history. And trauma, for me, trauma is all the things that are ingrained in our bodies, but that we don't necessarily remember. All the little dramas that make us who we are, that, you know, like take a space in our body. Perhaps like it creates an injury, perhaps it creates a mental illness. Like all those trauma will also define who you are. So like for me, it was like a way of defining what is a personal archive. I think it's just to remember as an artist what it is to that we convey, especially as a performing artist. We put ourselves, you know, like in the middle of a room where people can lay their eyes on us. So it's as if like we welcome people to be looked at. And it's for me, it's very, very simple, but it's before like even doing anything, you invite people in. So it's like all the question about the presence, how you are in the world, what you convey, what you project, what people project on you before even starting to move. So before starting to move, there's the breath, there's the presence, there's, you know, like all the stories that you have that make who you are. So all of that is like a very buoyant and flamboyant, and then you need to, you know, like be able to have access to that so that people can see it. This project is the idea that nothing is definite and the control is always passed on to someone else, and the perspective is always changing. So all of that is in direct reference to migration, to how you put yourself in the world and how you travel in the world. So I decided to design a project where the piece itself would travel, but not only me, not only the dancers, but like the piece would have a journey and would be transformed by meeting other creators and other choreographers. And there's, I guess, an interesting link with the week of reflection that we did with the migrant bodies, and it can be seen from a very political perspective, where it's not as easy for everybody to move into this world, like to be mobile. And we live in a world where data is open, the ideas can migrate really easily, but not the people. Or on the other hand, it's becoming more and more easy to travel, but the ideas remain the same, but we like close ourselves like to what we are. So like this paradox of traveling ideas and traveling bodies, I think is, into this work, is the design into this work. First stages of the creation, I was brainstorming with people, and someone from my team asked a very clever question: who are you afraid to work with? And the first person that came to my mind was Anne-Liv Young, because I had seen her work. I had like seen her in different like parts of the world, and we had like crossed paths in different festivals, but never met. And she always conveyed a little bit of fear in me, because I think she's very courageous, she's messy, she's not the typical woman, she's not into seduction, she's not afraid of her body. and of her ideas, and she never apologized. So like all of that are qualities that I don't necessarily possess, or that I would like to possess, or that I admire. But at the same time, her work is so different than mine, so opposite, that I thought it would be like an interesting clash. And so I chose, I chose Anne-Liv Young, and then after that, the idea of working with people from different continents and from different perspectives became very necessary. So I went to Africa and then to Europe to create like some sort of a broader perspective. I had done a piece previously called Animatrice that I performed here last year. I don't know if you saw it. It was created and designed with an arena of lights, you know, and then the dancers were like caught into this like really small space. And then I wanted to recreate that, but not with lights, but with mics, with microphones. So like I created this scenography with like the hand microphones. And then I was happy with the scenography, and I was like, but in order for it to work, we need to make sound. You know, so I had thought about like the superficial idea, or perhaps not superficial, the scenography, but I had thought about like, what does it mean to have, you know, like microphones? And then thinking about it, there was like this idea that the microphones were like almost like revealing them, you know, like from the inside, they would reveal like their thoughts, would reveal their, you know, like body sounds, would reveal everything. So it's as if like, I feel like they are under surveillance, and then they are, you know, under observation. So we worked with this list of words that would be something that would like define them, or that they would want to become. So I wrote something, and then they improvised with it, and then we rewrote it, and then we came up with like a really, really long text that they had to learn in a very short amount of time. They play around, sometimes they improvise with it, but there is one basic text that is this one. I was quite early in the process, I was aware that I wanted to have sounds coming from the dancers, and the words would become a song, the song would become sound, sounds would become words. So like it would be like something that is always shifting and changing. And I often work with this idea of what you call pop and ancient, because in Icon Pop that you saw, there was that also, this idea that there is something like mythological, like from a very ancient time, and something very trivial and, you know, from the present. And it's something that I'm interested in, like trying to convey these two aspects of the world in two different specific times. This was created in Montreal in April 2018, in 3 weeks. They were in New York in July. They worked 2 weeks with Anne-Liv Young and 1 week in Montreal with Anne-Liv Young. So she has 3 weeks. And her mutation will be done. Then they go to Bamako for 3 weeks in January 2019. And then in August 2019, they go to Rotterdam to meet Anne van den Broek. And then in September 2019, I work with the whole marathon. Mm-hmm. So my version, Anne-Liv's version, Kathy's version, and Van den Broek's version, and all of that will be created in Montreal in September 2019. And then go on tour, hopefully.
Good. I hope to see it.
Yeah, we hope to come back. You have to ask Roberto. Roberto told me yesterday, some people are already asking me, you know, for a comeback. And I'm like, I want to come back. It would be great at the garage. Okay.